4 years ago, a pregnant woman moved to Harrogate. It was her hometown and she wanted to bring up her children there. 3 days later, not only was her baby born, but so was a business idea. Familiar with the town but unfamiliar with its parenting community, Sally Hazelwood saw a gap in the market, and with that, Mumbler was born.
Harrogate Mumbler is an online parenting community, and it's an information hub and source of information for people who either live here with families or people who visit the area with families. Basically, it's everything a local family could possibly need to know about our lovely town. Things like where you could go to eat out with your children, where to take them for the day, nurseries, childcare, all sorts of things.
Local mum of two describes Mumbler as her third baby since launching the website in 2012. Mumbler is an interesting business story relying on old-fashioned word of mouth.
It started just on a whim for myself as a Facebook group, just purely when I returned back to Harrogate to find out what was going on in the local area. And I had no idea that it was going to become a business. It was certainly never the grand master plan. But this small Facebook group grew into thousands fairly quickly. I've now got over 13,000 parents using my Facebook page, and then from there to the website in 2012, and the popularity once again, it just grew beyond anything we'd ever expected, and I regularly get around 10,000 users each month on the website, and Harrogate Mumbler was so successful that I've actually now franchised it out to other towns as well, so there's 13 of us.
We caught up with Sally ahead of the Mumbler Awards last Friday, where the best family-focused businesses in Harrogate are celebrated each year.
It really is just an opportunity for the businesses that do such fantastic things for our parenting community and our family community to celebrate and have a fantastic night and to recognise those ones who are excelling. Because I think in this day and age, people can be very quick to criticise, particularly on social media. And believe me, I get a lot of that on Mumbler, as I'm sure you guys do. But that's not what this night's about. This night is about those who are doing really well. And it's not me who says that they're doing well. It's open to the public. We have a voting system where the public come along and they say which businesses and which individuals are doing brilliant for them and for their families.
With over 300 businesses involved, 57 finalists and over 9,000 votes to count, the event continues to get bigger and bigger each year.
The first year that we did the Mumbler Awards, we booked the smallest room in the hotel because we weren't confident that we'd get that many people there, and the minimum numbers were 70. I actually organise the awards every year with a friend and colleague of mine, Liz Theakston, and she helped me out with this, and we thought, worst case, we know 70 friends and family that we can fill the room with. Well, that first year took us by surprise. We massively overfilled the room. I think we had 202 the first year. We had to turn people away, and each year it's grown on year on year. This year, once again, we've sold out. I think we've squeezed about 30 more people in the room than we should do, so we're up to just under 300 people attending this year, which is fantastic.
From mums sharing local knowledge to businesses propelling each other to success, Mumbler also raises money for charity.
Every year at the Mumbler Awards, we try and give a little bit back, and we look for a local charity that ideally are children-related or some local families. And this year, we're absolutely delighted to be supporting the Rainbow Fund. So we have a raffle on the night, and it usually raises around £1,000, and it's all the generosity of the people that are attending. We've got some great prizes. And not only that, this year, for the first year, the Old Swan Hotel are kind of giving us 5% of their bar takings as well, which will also be going to the Rainbow Fund. So hopefully we'll be able to give them quite a bit of cash after this Friday. I think it's just close to heart on so many levels. First of all, it's local. It's focusing around young children in Harrogate through either the hospital and the special care baby unit, and also individual cases. They recently fundraised for a friend of mine's son at our school, a little guy called Felix, who needed a new wheelchair. And I'm sure they'll be helping out plenty of other families like that. But it's so important for us families in Harrogate to remember that there are people who need our help, and it's very small little token from me to be able to help them. So hopefully we'll be raising some good money for them on Friday.
So there you have it. From mother to bee to entrepreneur, Mumbler continues to grow and give back to the community. Check it out on harrogate.mumbler.co.uk.